me up, man. You know me say, hey, sound man, boost me track. You know how we do this thing. Yo, Minnesota reggae, what this? Reggae music, me make the sound everywhere. Me flip the sound, me to the school, me record what there. Nah, flip the scale, can become real. Me rock the microphone, me do what me feel. Reggae music transcend everywhere. The history of reggae, Minnesota, let me there, what this? This is reggae history right here. Reggae, Minnesota, let me there, what?
Hello everyone, I'm Mitch Faulkner, and welcome to the history of reggae in Minnesota. The music of Minnesota has played a role in the historical and cultural development of Minnesota. As with the culture of Minnesota in general, the state's music scene centers on the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and the Minnesotan artists who have become nationally popular there. In this series, we focus on the contribution Minnesotans have made to reggae. Now, to get it started, one of the first bands to hit the Twin Cities that performed calypso, soca, steel pan, and reggae was Shangoya. The band was led by Peter Nelson and was the first to introduce Caribbean music to the Twin Cities. Before Peter Nelson came to Minneapolis from his native Trinidad in 1971, reggae music was rarely played in the Twin Cities nightclubs, much less in the rock clubs where it prospered under his leadership. Leader for 31 years, Peter Nelson helped introduce reggae, calypso, and other Caribbean sounds in such Twin Cities venues as The Caboose and First Avenue. A who's who of local musicians were reared in Shangoya, including folk rock singer Peter Himmelman, ipso facto frontman Wayne McFarlane, and mint condition singer drummer Stokely Williams. In 1975, the reggae band Simba hit the Twin Cities. In May of 1976, Simba was performing at the 10th anniversary of the Walker Arts Center and was joined on stage by the Wailers. It was a jam to remember.
Darling, steer it up. Come
Simba was together for more than 2 years before disbanding in 1977. In 1978, Lloyd Corner left Shangoya and started a band named Macumba. Core members were Lloyd Corner, Mick Labrola, and Van Nixon. It was around this time that Simba was splitting into two groups. Percussionist Hassan Omari started a band named Sweet Taste of Africa. Core members were Hassan Omari, Joe Shalita, and Paul McGee Impabara. Sweet Taste of Africa was the first African band in the Twin Cities. After Hassan Omari left the group, Simba's leader, Neil Cavaro, and his wife, Dee Anderson, steered the band's direction to total reggae.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it time. That's the best thing you can do.
Size it.
Now, to really get the gist of the impact reggae had on the Minnesota music scene, let's understand reggae and its history. Reggae is a music genre first developed in Jamaica in the late 1960s. While the word sometimes used in a broader sense to refer to most types of Jamaican music, the term reggae more properly denotes a particular style of music that originated following on the development of ska and rocksteady. Reggae is based on a rhythmic style characterized by accents on the offbeat known as the skank. Reggae is normally slower than ska, but faster than rocksteady. Reggae usually accents the second and fourth beat of each bar, and the rhythm guitar also either emphasizing the third beat or holding the chord on the second beat until the fourth is played. It is mainly this third beat, its speed, and the use of complex bass lines that differentiated reggae from rocksteady, although later styles incorporated these innovations separately.
Sun up till sundown. Peace could not be found.
Now they are under the ground.
I've heard them complain and cried out in pain, seeking peaceful gain
under the sun. Whatever you find.
Jimmy Cliff with Under the Sun, Moon, and Stars. Reggae as a musical term first appeared in print with the 1968 rock steady hit Do the Reggae by the Maytals. But it was already being used in Kingston, Jamaica as the name of a slower dance and style of rocksteady. The Wailers, a band that was started by Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer in 1963, are generally agreed to be the most easily recognized group worldwide that made the change through all stages, from ska hits like Simmer Down, through slower rocksteady to reggae. In addition to the Wailers, other significant pioneers include Desmond Dekker, Jackie Me Too, and Prince Buster.
But Ten Commandments of Man, given to a man through the inspiration of I, Prince Buster. One, thou shalt have no other man but me. Two, thou shalt not encourage no man to make love to you, neither kiss nor caress you, for I am your man. A very jealous man, and is ready to lay low any other man that may intrude in our love. 3. Remember to kiss and caress me, honor and obey me in my every woman fancy, 7 days a week and twice on Sundays, cause at no time will I ever be tired of IT hit. Honor my name, so that every other woman may honor it also. 5. Thou shalt not provoke me to anger, or my wrath will descend upon you heavily. At night, or annoy me with your ear, saints. Commandment 7. Thou shalt not shout my name in the streets if I'm walking with another woman, but wait intelligently until I come home. Then we both can have it out decently. For I'm your man, a funny man, and detest the scandal in public places. Commandment 8. Thou shalt not drink nor smoke or use profane language, for those bad habits I will not stand for. 9. Thou shalt not commit adultery, for the world will not hold me guilty if I commit murder. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's dress, nor her shoes, or her peru, nor her bed, nor her hat, nor anything that's hers. Neither shalt thou call my attention to anything that may be for sale in any stores, for I will not give thee anything but what you actually need for your purpose. Those are the Ten Commandments of Man, given to a man by me, Prince Buster.
Around 1960, in the slums of Kingston, Jamaica, local drummers mixed sounds from American R&B, Pan-African, and the Caribbean to produce a musical mixture called reggae. Drummers began to emphasize the afterbeat, the second and fourth beats, in unison with the guitar and piano, while the bass played the contrary quarter notes. This sound was described as upside-down R&B, which eventually received a deviated name, ska. The Jamaican-born music, reggae, all started with Coxon Dodd's birth of the sound systems in 1950, which promoted new records and hosted local dances. Also, it has been said that the sound of sound system dances existed only to promote the sale of liquor and beer. The defining aspect of them in the crux of the ghetto life was that they were cultural, in contrary to being merely a culture.
I know a day will come. about this. R.S. R.S. We could join up the bargain line. There is no lifeline. Oh, Jah, I know a day will come when I and I will have some fun. You see the heathen, them they on the run. Yeah. Oh, Jah, I pray this. I know a day will come every day, and I and I will have some fun. And I and I will have some fun. Yeah.
So they come with all kind of funny tricks, and they lick us with their crooked sticks. They try to make I and I feel sick, but choose your I and I still exist. Oh, Jah Rastafari, I said I know a day will come when I and I have some fun. We say we need them, them, they pan me run. Oh, Jah, I know a day will come when I and I will have some fun to see the heathen they make on the run. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh Jah.
Thank you.
The 1972 film, The Harder They Come, starring Jimmy Cliff, generated considerable interest and popularity for reggae in the United States. And Eric Clapton's 1974 cover of the Bob Marley song, I Shot the Sheriff, helped bring reggae into the mainstream. 1980, former Shangoya member Chico Fat Fingers Edner started a band called Brinks. 6 years later, in 1986, Joe Shalita and Paul McGee started a band called Shalita Band. That same year, Wayne McFarlane left Shangoya and started a band named Ipso Facto. Let's check out a few cuts from the album Welcome to Jamaica from Ipso Facto.
We can join together tonight, today, and believe this dream.
The band Ipso Facto is inextricably influenced by the funk scene here and produced Prince, The Time, and others. Ipso Facto combines lightweight reggae with funk and R&B. In 1987, Mick Labrola left Macomba, hooked up with Neil Guevara and Lance Polaine, and started a band named Maroons. Also in 1987, Sherman Valman and Bongo Jerry started a group called Caribous. In 1988, Lance Polaine left Maroons and started a band named Rhythm 360. Core members were Brian Alexis and Lance Polaine. The next reggae band to form in 1988 was Inertia, created by Paul McGee. Core members were Linval Jackson, Paul McGee, Barry Murphy, Reggae Smith, and Jerry Stein. Another Minnesota reggae band formed in 1988 was World Citizens, started by Linval Jackson and Lance Polaine. 1989 produced Exodus, started by Paul McGee, with two newcomers from Africa, Innocent and Once More.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Whoa. Can't get no food to eat. and you, hello. Come here, one, come. Shall be spanked with many stripes, weeping and wailing and mourning. You got yourself to blame. I tell you, the right, 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 the right. I beg you. Tell you to do right. Beg you to do right. Whoa.
General Nicholson started a band called Roots Experience with Victor, Ja B, Jeremy, Steve-O, Jeff, and Tekka Youth.
Humble thyself and I'll protect thee. No more worry.
1991, and Paul McGee leaves Exodus and starts a new band named New Beat Confidential. Core members Paul McGee, Elma Romaine, Prince Jabba, Lonnie Farrow, and Ben Kimmel. New Beat Confidential Band brings modern-style reggae music with Caribbean flavor, touches of calypso, ska, and pop, hip-hop, and lovers rock, as well as roots reggae a la Marley.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival.
You know that one? That's Buffalo Soldier from Bob Marley. In this hour, we also heard Legalize It from Peter Tosh, Under the Sun, Moon, and Stars from Jimmy Cliff, Prince Buster's The Ten Commandments, A Day Will Come from the Wailing Souls, Marcus Garvey from Burning Spear, and Bite Up from Bunny Wailer. Still to come, we'll learn of the new venues that attract thousands of people to experience the joy of reggae, and we'll learn of other reggae groups who earned their place in Minnesota music history when the history of reggae in Minnesota returns. I'm Mitch Faulkner.
Now that we found love, what are we shook, shook, shook.